Read on, February 2025. What is Pennsylvania Dutch Country? By Siobhan Bruins. For hundreds of years, Pennsylvania was the place of choice for German-speaking immigrants coming to the U.S. As early as 1683, the city of Germantown was founded in the state. It was the first recorded German settlement in the English colonies. Between the 1680s and the American Revolution, the majority of an estimated 100,000 German-speaking immigrants coming to North America settled in Pennsylvania, making up a third of Philadelphia's population by the 1760s, the German Society of Pennsylvania writes. However, there is one area in particular that is more associated with Germanness than any other: Pennsylvania Dutch Country. Pennsylvania Dutch Country is located in the south-central part of the state. Although almost completely rural, the area has become well-known because it is where many Anabaptists, like the Amish and the Mennonites, live. Ancestors of these groups mostly came from the German-speaking areas of Switzerland and the Palatinate region. The simple lives they lead, and their refusal to use modern technology like cars or electricity, has made them an object of fascination and a very big tourist attraction. Lancaster County, in the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch Country, is home to the oldest and largest Amish community in the U.S. In 2023, it had about 9.92 million visitors. Seeing how the Amish live probably feels like taking a step back in time for most visitors. It also probably feels like visiting a foreign country, not only because they do things so very differently there, but also because they speak a foreign language, German. The Amish speak a dialect of German that has the same name as the area, Pennsylvania Dutch. Pennsylvania Dutch is based on an older form of German, which evolved to include some English words. As you may have already guessed, the Dutch in Pennsylvania Dutch doesn't mean people from Holland. Dutch, or Deutsch, was once used in English to describe people who spoke German. Read by Mike Scott,